Hello, this is Veronica Entwistle, and you have tuned in to BBS Radio, Lucky Smart You, and this is the show called Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and I love to talk to you about what's going on with you. This is called Radiance by Design because you're radiating, I'm radiating, and sometimes, you know, when we think about manifesting what we want, we're radiating a hodgepodge of thoughts, feelings, beliefs, subconscious, superconscious, maybe conscious, who knows, somebody else's consciousness, the collective, and so on. And on this program, what we want to do is learn how to shift, move out some of the frequencies and radiances and belief structures and leftover doodah that we are putting out there. And we can tell what's going out there because what we keep bringing back is very magnetic. And then we want to change some of that whilst we're listening to this show. And we want to radiate at a higher level. And I said in my email flyer, which unfortunately, because I'm having some kind of self-sabotaging doodah going on right now, I didn't get that sent out. I sent it on Saturday and it didn't go. So for those of you who count on the email flyer to see what on earth I'm going to talk about, we'll be disappointed to find out it just came 2 hours ago. And I talked about transcendence, what we're going to talk to about today with you, is transcendence. And what does that mean? And to me, it means moving up and over, changing the frequencies, changing your radiance, transcending what seems to be a repeated reality. That means somehow we got to paddle our feet and our oars and our brains and our ears and the whole sensual parts of our being and move up out of a repeated pattern and create and manifest a reality at a much higher level. Which means also that we can transcend all kinds of difficulties. And that's what we want to talk about today, and I'm going to encourage your calls, and we're going to pick on you and use you as a show and tell. In the meantime, I always like to start with the structures. Oh, I just want to say also that Paradigm Shifters today is Lynn McTaggart talking about the field, talking about living in the field, talking about the intention experiment. She's doing global intentioning, and that dovetails back into our manifestation conversations, which we had with Amaji last week, and she was talking about what gets in the way of the law of attraction, which we all learned about was a secret, or even our intentioning, which we're learning more and more about with people like Lynn McTaggart. What gets in the way is often the same stuff that gets in the way of our radiance. It's lower frequency beliefs and lower frequency attitudes that have come from the past. And as Amaji said, the laws of, for example, self-approval are crucial if you want to change your mind and if you want to change your reality. We're going to get into all kinds of discussions about that kind of thing today, and I'm going to encourage you to call in. But I like starting with the structures because the structures really boost. The guides taught them to Bob and I. Bob's always my wonderful sound guy and partner who sits beside me here. He's always here when we're on the show. And he and I were taught by the guides to go ahead and do these structures on a regular basis, partly simply to raise our frequencies and partly to actually increase or enhance our manifestations. So we're all going to do it together. And in the structures, you have full capacity to do research on what's going on with you, to learn what's holding you back and transform it. You have the ability to bring other people in and actually do healing work with them. You have the ability to use it politically and actually have a healing or a conscious impact on global events. You have an ability to go in there and do healing on yourself to make yourself well. But it really is a beautiful enhancing tool to help us transcend a lot of the lower frequencies that we're pumping through us, through the collective, through our reactions, oh, and through many, many lifetimes. I was chuckling earlier and saying, well, we're all going to die. And the reason I said that was not to be weird. Well, it was partly to be weird and goofy, but it wasn't to be negative. Because I keep thinking, oh, this came from another life, and this came from another life, and this came from another life. This one came from this life. This came from some years ago. But it gets so you're so often, a lot of you, I'm sure, are looking at other lives and what impacts it's got on this life, that it's like, oh, wow, we just go on and on, and we have all these these lives and deaths and so on. So that's where my comment came from. It made me laugh, but it was a bit dour in the wrong circumstances. So let's all collect our wits and collect our energy fields and create a structure around us, a wonderful, healing, vibrational space in which we're going to do some wonderful manifestation and healing work. Deep breath. One more. And another thing before we start the structure, let's call in the violet flame and have the violet flame, we're calling in Saint Germain and the Ascended Ones, and have the violet flames brought into the corner of your room, wherever you are. Every corner of your room has a violet flame burning and growing and burning and growing and burning and growing. And as it burns and grows and burns and grows and burns up all the leftover thoughts and feelings, transforms all the leftover thoughts and feelings, you can purify your space. And as you increase the size of these violet flames, as they burn and grow and burn and grow, transforming all the leftover thoughts and feelings, all the leftover reactive energies, have them grow and start moving in a circle to the right. And these violet flames dance and dance, sparking, burning, pulsing, dancing to the right, so that you have a great circle of violet flames round and round and round your room. See them spiraling into the center of your room. Can be your car too, because some people can listen to the internet on their car radio or on their telephones, and have it burning and swirling and going into a spiral right in the center of your room or office or car, wherever you are, boat, and feel it as it curls and turns and swirls and turns. Good. Now make sure that you jump into it. Jump in and toss around and be buoyed up and down. And feel some of those old radiances burning off your body. Good. And then you sit back down. Deep breath. And then we call in overhead. Close your eyes. And overhead, see a golden ball. And it's about 2 miles above. And below your spine, about 20 feet, another golden ball. Now these balls sometimes change color. They might be gold, gold, silver, gold, platinum. Just pay attention and see if there are any color changes coming to you. And now drop the filament, a very, very bright filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. Excellent. And now around your body at about an 8-foot radius, a circle of these golden balls. Good. That's about 8 feet out from the front back sides of your body. Can you feel the vibration when you do that? And then move your attention up to the top golden ball again, and then drop many, many pink filaments of light to create a canopy from the upper golden ball to the side, the golden balls that are around you. And from the circle of golden balls around you, again, you drop many, many pink filaments of light to the lower golden ball. Now you're in a structure. Stop for a minute. What does it feel like? Great. It's vibrationally really nice. I find it kind of sparky right now. How do you find it? And now inside of the structure, we do this amazing crystal ball. Oh my, today it looks multicolored. It has a lot of spectral influences. You know, a crystal does. And the outside edges of this crystal ball touch the inside edges of your structure. And there you are inside, feeling those lovely frequencies of the feminine, the creative, the loving. And now inside of that, you're in a double tetrahedron. Now perhaps it's a star tetrahedron, perhaps it's a double tetrahedron. I'll explain the double tetrahedron, and those of you who know how, create your star tetrahedron. The double tetrahedron is a building block of reality. The star tetrahedron works more like a Merkaba, or a vehicle for transforming from one level of consciousness to another, one dimension to another, if you will. So whichever way you've done it, and the double tetrahedron is the three-sided pyramid pointing up and a three-sided pyramid pointing down. and that makes them a kind of a diamond shape. And the star tetrahedron is the same thing, only you push the top point and the bottom point so that those pyramids go into each other by about a third of the way. So where they stick in and then they prong out, they are like a star. I hope that makes a visual that makes it work for you. So whichever way you've done it, let's take a few minutes and spin this vehicle. Spin whichever vehicle you've chosen. Spin and spin and spin and spin. And as you spin, see on this magical screen in front of you, see all that you want to create, either in a healing way or a manifestation way. What is it you want to see and experience in your life for your own sake? For others, or for the globe. And as you start with your own abilities and your potentials, see yourself and feel yourself being however you want, stronger, more multidimensional, healed, able to release and forgive. Drawing true love into your heart and life. Resources. All kinds of resources. You're in the flow. Wonderful home. Healing for nations. For Africans. Healing the greed on our planet. So we can provide for everyone. Healing the ecosphere, the atmosphere, so it can handle the right temperatures to keep everything really lush and beautiful and healthy. And we want to bring in anybody who's very ill, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And see them being healed, feel them being healed. That's if they want to be. Excellent. See the weather pattern stabilizing. And I want to see us supporting the Iraqi vets. They can be looked after giving their service. So much more. Now on your own, you can go on for a long time. Because we're on live radio, let's come back into our spinning vehicle. Give it another few turns. Spin, spin, spin. And now we're back in the room. Now we're talking today about transcendence. And this is one way, using the structures is a great way to move out of a kind of a repeated vibrational reality or repeated frequency. And what we're doing today is also we're going to talk about Lynn McTaggart is doing, we're having an interview with her. It's pre-recorded. It's coming on at 5 o'clock. But she's doing an intention experiment. She's doing some amazing scientifically backed research around the world about the effects of intention. And now we've all seen The Secret, and we've all talked about manifesting for a long time, what the bleep. All of these different things and ancient spiritual teachings which have taught if you get hold of your mind and clear the dross, you can have a different life. You can create the heaven on earth, right? This is what we're trying to do today. Just today, of course. We're just going to create heaven on earth here. Why not? So anyway, we're talking to Lynn McTaggart a little bit later and what she's doing, and you can check her websites. One of them is called theintentionexperiment.com. And the next phase of her experiment is on Friday, on the 29th of March. And what they're doing is working with creating, I believe this is what they're doing, anyway, I haven't checked it right now. But anyway, they've set up a kind of a mock ecosystem or atmosphere in Tucson. The lab is with Dr. Gary Schwartz, who's done an awful lot of healing research work in Tucson. And she lives in England, but anyway, they're all in cahoots together, and they've formed quite a network of scientific exploration around the world. And they're creating a mini ecosystem, and they're working with intention. All of us who've signed up for her website are focusing intentionally at a certain time on March 29th on this little eco-structure to see if they cannot change the way the temperature is in this eco-structure, because that means that we can... We're pretty sure it's going to actually alter the temperature and the way, the balance of the little eco-structure. And, of course, that means that we, in turn, can turn around and have a huge impact on global warming and Earth's atmosphere. We all believe that, that Lynn, as an investigative reporter, is actually going around the world and proving it with these scientifically-based experiments. I'm very excited about her work. And... one of the things, so I'm jumping around in my mind here because there's just so much going on. We talked to Amaji last week, who is a channel for Ma Fu, and they were talking, or she was talking a lot about manifesting as well. A lot of their work is about change your mind and change your reality. But which part of your mind? Also, they talk a lot about the kinds of things we talked about after The Secret, which is what stops us from manifesting when our intentions are very strong. Well, they also talked about how deep down inside we've got subconscious attitudes and beliefs that actually sabotage us. So these subconscious attitudes and beliefs, you might be saying, I'm creating what? Successful show of some sort. I'm creating something. Let's just look at it. I'm creating something successful. But deep down in the subconscious, you have maybe memory, we'll make this up, you have a memory of having gotten to the almost pinnacle of success. And here I'm thinking of the old book Initiation by Elizabeth Haitch, which was so good, about a young woman who almost completed her initiation in Egypt. It's such a wonderful book. And then she flubbed it at the very end because she fell in love with somebody and her passion got in the way. And then as she died, because these lions tore her apart, she heard in her head 3,000 years, and that's how long she was going to be living on Earth to get back to that place of initiation that she had blown before. So say, for example, we have these memories in our subconscious. Then you go to be successful, right? You go to be doing something that you really care about, and all of a sudden you sabotage yourself all over the place, meaning things don't work out, you seem to attract what? Deception, or you attract machinery all breaking down, or you attract things that just don't happen, or you forget to send something here and pick something up there, and it really starts to go awry. And at that point, and it's the Amaji's work, well, a whole bunch of us have been working on this, but she's the most recent one that we've talked to, talk a lot about getting into the subconscious and really finding out what kinds of programming you've planted in there, because that actually blocks our intentioning and our manifesting, doesn't it? So I really have to say the irony of this whole thing is that I really had a lot of strange things that I did to sabotage my Lynn McTaggart presentation today. I won't go into all of my deep investigations of self for you, because, you know, I want to keep it to myself. You have your own subconscious to worry about. But I managed to make a bit of a mistake of a bit of a mess of the actual interview. So you're going to listen, but it's a little bit soft. And the other thing is that, there were several things. I didn't manage to get my little weekly flyer out early enough. I sent it, but it didn't go. And then a girlfriend of mine who's a wonderful psychic, a wonderful healer herself, tried to send it out to her group, and it didn't go there either. So it's really interesting is that when we have this self-sabotaging energy coming up from the subconscious, it seems to just blow that whole intention out of the water. I thought, well, am I ever a really good example for how we really need to get hold of ourselves? And the trick is, how do I transcend that? First of all, you stop in your tracks and go, wow, this, and this happened. And Alesia, who's a wonderful healer, also had her mail bounce back to her. So I'm doing something in my subconscious that doesn't want this wonderful interview, and believe me, it's a wonderful interview, to go out easily. I'm doing something that's dragging my feet about putting my wonderful interview with Lynn McTaggart out there. It's really interesting, isn't it? So the question is, what do we do? Well, we sit down and we really get our mind and our psyche into it, start thinking, what on earth am I feeling? And I've brainstormed with a few people. Dr. Valerie, who shows I'm going to be on tonight, will probably talk a bit about this kind of thing. And the ego. She called today, and I asked her what she thought, because she's an intuitive. I talked to Bob, who's very intuitive and knows me really well. And I talked to Alesia. And everybody agrees that there's something about the fear of success in a lot of us, which then starts to bankrupt or really bust up what we're trying to put forward. It's very, we're the most amazing critters. We are so complex and so ancient. And so my fear of success comes from, and I know a lot of other people that have this kind of thing. So my fear of success is coming from some pretty deep programs from my childhood and the expectation, for example, of my mother, of me not being able to be very successful, and apparently wanting to please her, not wanting to move on to such a way, I mean, that I just drop her off, but if I'm very successful, obviously I'm not doing what she's expecting of me, and somehow it's distorting my ability to love myself. Now, Amaji, Mafu's channel, always talks about how self-approval is one of the key laws. To have self-approval is a really big deal when you want to manifest. So obviously there I have a little distortion in the whole self-approval thing and success. I'm really not talking about me here. I'm saying, you know, if you really drop into yourself, you're going to find all kinds of goofy things that are slowing down your own manifestation that have come from that childhood, past experiences, but also other lives. How many of you have had lifetimes where you've brought something forward and created thunderous, amazing response to yourself only to have it all fall apart? And somewhere deep down in our psyche, probably in the belly, in the subconscious, in the superconscious, somewhere in there it registers. Oh, goody, we have a call. I'll be with you in just 1 minute. Somewhere it registers, and then what happens is we get scared and we start sabotaging whatever it is that we're doing, and we got to sit down and we got to really drop inside of ourselves and get in touch with a feeling that might be absolutely contradicting what we think we feel. Now we have a caller, so let's get to work with that caller, and we'll talk about manifesting, transcendence, love, and whatever else you want to talk about. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Hi, Veronica, it's Vicki.
Hi, Vicki, how are you?
I'm good. I have a question about what you were just talking about. How do you know it wasn't her intention?
I don't know that. However, I don't think that's right. I think it's the same old thing, Vicki. You drop into your body. You know?
I can't hear you. If you ask me questions, did you ask me questions?
Okay, hang on a sec. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit. It's just a little muffled.
Well, golly gee, I'm trying to whistle right into the little microphone.
I can hear you now.
Okay, I have a better position here. I'll tell you what, I drop into myself. Call in your higher self, call in your guides and angels, and then drop inside, clear away the dross, and say, is it her intention? And I get a resounding no.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's that simple probably, but I think you have to be clear. It's like manifesting. We have to be clear in what we're asking, and that means pulling a lot of weeds away.
Yeah. I was just wondering if you considered that, because it could have been.
So ask yourself. People at home, ask yourself.
Oh, I'm not denying what you got. I'm just saying that, you know, I was just wondering if you did ask.
But you know what, honey? That's a very good question. Because that's also probably the first place to go.
Yeah, because I feel that in a lot of people. I can feel the the self-sabotaging going on in my response to what they're doing, and I'm going, and it's like being conscious of it. It's like I go in my head, oh my gosh, there, you know, I could respond this way or I could respond that way, but it seemed really obvious that they were, you know, doing a certain thing to get a certain response out of me, but I didn't respond. I was just aware of it.
Okay, but still, at some deep level, there's an attraction.
Oh, totally.
For that reaction.
Oh, I agree, yes.
So I believe that if we, like, for example, you said, now I'm not quite sure what you're saying. I think you're saying that you were going to do something and somebody else was intentionally wanting it to fail.
Well, I don't think they were aware of their actions and the response it would get. It just seemed to me that they were sabotaging themselves in what they were doing. And, you know, I could have responded in the way that, you know, would have made that come out, but I decided not to.
All right. Well, I think that's really good information, and I also think that it's part of being vigilant. If we want to transcend some of the more base interactions between people, we have to be very vigilant, right?
Mm-hmm.
And choose our reaction.
Yeah, by not responding or checking what your response might be.
Or checking carefully what your response might be.
Exactly, yeah.
I was thinking a couple of days ago about sometimes we drop into emotional manipulation, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's sort of, it's very interesting to catch yourself on that all the time because, again, that blocks the other person's intention or your own.
Yeah.
And those are ancient tools we've used to maintain ourselves.
Yeah, I've been tuning into the deal Oprah's got going on, and it's amazing how much it's ego.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's great. You know, I was going, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. I've got this thing figured out. I thought, and I wasn't really sure what it was about, and I turned it on the first time, and it was all about ego, and I thought, oh, boy, wasn't that ego. Maybe I should tune in, but, yeah, it's really amazing to listen to him describe how it's all so much ego going on down here, and pretty much there are no real relationships. There are just egos relating to egos.
Wow. I don't know if I totally agree with that, but I'm sure you're going to think about it.
Well, only if you are identified with your ego, not saying that everybody is, but I was saying most of us are when you get to hearing his description of ego. You know, the ego's got us fooled into thinking it's not ego.
Well, I was taught a long time ago is that you got to use the ego, not be the ego, and that helps me sometimes.
Well, yeah, what he's claiming is to just be aware of where you're identified with it. So, you know, you're the watcher, not the ego, and he's, you know, he's trying to get people aware of where they identify with their ego instead of identifying with who they are, because you're not your ego.
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad you brought up that show, because like Lynn McTaggart's work is pulling in as many people, you know that?
Yes.
And I just am so proud of these people that are doing global mission. I want to do global mission too, don't you?
Yes.
And it's very exciting.
Yeah, it's great. It all feels like a roller coaster ride downhill now.
Oh, it does?
Well, in a fun way, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, because it's all picking up speed, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels that way to me, but it feels good.
Yeah.
You know,
it's very exciting. People are waking up very fast.
Yeah.
And what does that mean? So anyway, thank you for your call, Vicki.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
You bet.
Bye.
So what does it mean, waking up really fast? Is that we are such amazing vehicles of light and transformation and transcendence and so on. It's really, really amazing how much power we have, but we've had our brains dulled from even through our attachments alone. You know, my identity, and Vicki was talking about the ego, and my identity is so attached to who I'm with and what I'm doing that... thank you for your call. I'll be with you in just a minute. That the waking up is releasing those kinds of attachments in a way and kind of stepping as if we're coming out of a fog or a trance into more and more capabilities. I'm so glad we have another caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
I have a question for you. You were talking about whether you get stuck and not able to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wanted to know, I'm in a marriage now. And I'm kind of debating that, whether it's something I need to stay in, or is it time for me to evolve and move on?
What's your name?
Lucy.
Okay. And how old are you?
37.
Oh, you're a young one. Good for you. Wow. Let's see now. How long have you been married?
We've been married 7 years, but we've known each other, I think, for about 15.
Well, you know what, honey? It seems like you don't... If you stay, he's going to wake up in a wee while. Or he's going to go through... He's going through something really big, probably at work, is it? Where he looks like he's not kind of present with you at all?
Well, that's how it's felt for the last 3 years. Like, he's here, but he's checked out somewhere else.
Yeah, well, you know what? It looks to me like that's going to change, and suddenly he's going to be focusing on you. And not just you don't want just focusing on you. You want to wake up and share and exchange and grow, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he can't do that right now, but I think it's some sort of, do you think he's driven at work or something? Because he's got this male authority figure that he's moving toward. Almost like he's got an authority inside of himself beating himself up.
That would seem like him. He doesn't show it on the outside, but on the inside.
Yeah, and I feel like, is he also, how old is he?
He is 42.
Okay. It seems here that he's coming into, he's almost like coming out of the underbrush and beginning to see himself sort of more humbly and with more kind of a dynamic. Something's happening. He's going to go through an experience over the next little while. And so if you wait a while, I don't think you're going to have to leave him.
Okay. Well, I was thinking, because I'm kind of there, and I was thinking maybe the experience was me leaving him.
Mm-hmm. I just don't think you're going to, you can, but I just don't think that's going to happen, A and B. I don't think it has to happen. Because he's going to make, you know how suddenly we go, ooh, what am I doing? Where am I going? Who is this?
Right.
He's going to do some of that. And he's very sweet. Deep down, he's an awfully sweet man, you know.
He's very sweet. And that's what makes it even harder. Sometimes I just think he doesn't get it.
No, he doesn't. But something's going to happen to tweak him. And it's not unusual around 42. A lot of men go through huge things at 41. And any of you callers who want to phone in about that, I'd love to hear. But I've experienced as a reader and seeing people very deeply for many, many years, I've seen men over and over again around 41, 42 going, what am I doing, you know? And waking up and sometimes crying and getting really vulnerable. And he looks like one of those guys. He's going to turn right around in a couple of years, maybe a year, maybe less. I don't know. If I were you, I'd hang on, girl, but I would also keep growing.
Okay.
You know, the thing is if we keep growing, we're okay. If we stop our growth for someone else, it's not okay, is it?
No, and that's the point where I thought I kind of was.
You're a little bit stagnant, a tiny bit, but you also have this light that's kind of coming up like a little fire in you.
Mm-hmm.
So go for it. Learn things, go to things, attend things, call radio shows.
but keep the marriage.
Yeah, I would. I mean, you don't have to, but it looks to me like if you do, it's a good risk.
It's a good risk?
Yeah.
Meaning bad outcome for me if I leave?
No, if you stay, it looks like he turns round and you begin again.
Oh, I see.
It isn't immediate. You might need a year or something.
Okay, and that's kind of what I've always wanted.
Yeah, oh, I think he's a very adorable man, but he's caught in that trap. I don't know if it's just men who get into that trap, but he's really sort of hunkering down inside, and he's got himself convinced that if he goes here, here, and here and does this, everything's going to be perfect, and he will have succeeded. And suddenly he's going to go, what am I doing? I'm lonely. I'm lost. I don't even know if I believe in this stuff. Like that.
Yeah, I think, yeah, he is there. I thought it was a midlife crisis.
It is. It's a good one. It's the best thing in the world. I mean, how many of them does it take us to be 100 years old? Probably a few. You know, but he's. I would just recommend that you give him a wait, but you don't have to, but that's what I recommend.
So give him a wait, you said?
Yeah, wait for him.
Okay.
But don't stop working on yourself and don't stop growing. you're very magical. You've got healing work to do. You've got all this kind of exploration. You've got some writing to do. You've got some art. Get going and do it as if he's not around, you know?
Okay. Well, I was just worried that he would hold me back from doing this.
No, that's your choice. And if he wants to, just say, sorry, I can't. I mean, I don't get out of this alive. I have to bring this stuff out of my heart and soul. And even if he gets grumpy, he's going to change pretty soon, and he will not argue with you.
Oh, that sounds good, then.
Yeah, I think you've got some hope here, more than hope.
Yeah, I was looking for hope. Can I ask you one other question?
Okay.
Do you think we'll have children soon? I don't know if that's the kind of question you can answer.
Oh, yeah, but the thing is you got to wait about 2 years, if you don't mind waiting.
I don't mind waiting as long as my body can wait.
I had my first child at 41, I like telling people.
Oh, you did? Oh, that's great then.
Just remember, do yoga and stand on your head every day.
Yeah.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you so much, Veronica.
Many blessings.
Many blessings to you.
I love that call, and that's the thing. As here we are in the field, and that's what Lynn McTaggart talks about, is this vibrational field of consciousness that's out there. When we enter that, we have access to all kinds of information. And here's this beautiful soul, this woman, and she's doing what a lot of us do. We start to attach to whether or not our mate is growing. We can literally live in a vibrational kind of stagnance or so on and not grow at all, and it will be, in quotes, his fault. But the reality is, if we really got it, that we can individuate and live into our truth, I think some marriages could actually weather it. Marriage where we just make the assumption I have to get out of here because otherwise I have to live in his truth or her truth. I don't think it is that way. I think there's a lot of individuation. Oh, goody, another caller. I'll just finish this thought. And so it's another way of saying I would live in his field or the field. Will I live in the great manifestation? I can do that. And that woman's a growing concern. You keep going, girl. So good afternoon, Good afternoon.
Hi, Ronnie. It's Susie.
Hi, Susie.
I was just calling. I'm wondering if I'm sabotaging myself trying to get a job.
Yeah. It's funny. It's interesting that you should ask this question. First of all, I want to run some energy. I want everybody at home to do this with me. And we're going to wrap Susie in light. And we want to flood you with energy, with golden energy, and have it run through your body. I'll tell you why in a minute. We're going to see coming through our mind, up through the top of the head, and coming down through the heart. And we're going to send Susie golden light energy that's going to run right through your entire body. And for everybody at home, let's send it off to anyone who needs a little boost or needs some revivification. Yeah. And I would say the answer to your question appears to be yes, because you're in a containment. They show, it's the funniest thing, Susie. They show it's like you're holding your energy tight in your body and you're kind of rattling around in it, and you seem very frightened to take, because I see your heart suddenly going da 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 da. It's like you're frightened to take a chance on this, or this. And it is sabotaging you in a way, not in a deep and nasty way, but most of our sabotages aren't, are they?
No.
And you have a couple of jobs there. You have a man behind you right now. And I can't figure out who it is. It's not a lover. But there's a man strong standing by you. And you have, and that's always good for women.
Uh-huh.
I mean, somewhere deep in ourselves, that makes us more potent, doesn't it? More powerful.
Yeah.
All right. And they say that you have a little array of jobs that may not be huge, but they're not far from where you are right now.
Uh-huh.
And they say that you're afraid to take a chance on the wrong thing. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And the guys are saying this, is that tell your friend you need to have some support. Don't try to be so noble all the time.
Uh-huh.
You're a little Leo, right?
Yep.
Uh-huh. And sometimes trying to be too noble, it's really important for you to kind of let yourself be vulnerable and say, okay, support me as I do this, and support me as I do this, because you're just going to go out without too much thought and go where it's a little bit interesting for you. I have to say this, that you want to be in a different environment, but it looks like you're going to get something right around where you are. So that's something you want to sit and logically decide upon. That's not necessarily sabotage. That's just saying that's available. If you don't want to be there, you may want to pack up and do the same kind of search where you want to live. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then if I move you there psychically, oh, we're so magical. It's so easy to move when you're just in the vision, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
down where you want to go, yes. There's also, I see a couple of jobs there. One is in a clinic or something. And but you have to take a chance on going where you want to go, you know?
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, there's a job right near you. There's a couple of them, actually.
But would that get me stuck here where I am and I really don't want to stay?
Just a sec here. I don't get that you have to be stuck where you are, actually. I think in a short while you're going to find yourself able to mobilize what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But at first, if you start working right around where you are, yeah, you'll probably be there for a few months.
Okay.
And then it seems like there are ways for that to, it's almost like leapfrog into something more in the area you want.
Okay.
Yeah. And don't be so afraid of taking a chance.
I guess I kind of am. Stepping out of that comfort zone is like coloring out of the box, you know?
Yeah, and it's and you're very courageous by nature, but you just need a little boost because, now this is for everybody at home to realize, when we've had some disappointments or some losses and the ego's been tripped up, right?
Uh-huh.
It's much easier be really sort of timid about it, to be frightened, whereas there was a time when you would have just blazed the trail, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just history that's holding you back, girl.
What's holding me back?
Just history.
History? My history is?
Yeah. It's not your future, and it's not your potential.
Okay.
And it's not your guides.
So can I just clear my history and have it be gone?
Why not? Why not? Lazara says, and Amaji says, and all kinds of great teachers say, there is no problem too great to walk away from.
Oh.
And they keep saying, walk out of your past, forgive yourself. Bring out, Amaji says, bring up the law of self-approval. Step away from what you've been and what you've done and go ahead and go forward. You know, but I just see, what I see about these jobs, Susie, is there's smallish jobs around you right now.
Uh-huh.
And then in time, a much bigger job.
Okay.
So what the heck? Why not take some small ones that you don't have to stay with?
Okay. All right. Well, I called on two jobs today, but they're both further south from where I am.
That's fine. Just keep going. Something will come up.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Keep us posted.
I sure will. Both you and Bob. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you. Keep a sense of humor.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye. See, that's really interesting, too, because so many of us are afraid to take a chance. What is it that you really, and this is where we need to go inside, what is it that you really, really want to do? What is it if you thought that it was all going to end in, what, 10, 15 years? And you had the opportunity to do some big project you wanted to do before you moved on to the next planetary structure or whatever. What is it you really, really want to do? And I'll leave that question hang while we answer your call. Good afternoon. You're on the air. Hello? Hello?
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
I'm on a cell phone, so.
Oh, okay.
I was calling about what you began your show with, and I had to leave when what you were talking about. The thing, you know, when we're doing this inner work and these underlying conditionings are still there, and it feels like we've unraveled so much, how it continues that there are these multiple layers.
I know.
And I think... I'm attempting to find employment, and I am a very qualified person. However, I've spent time doing really deep healing work over the last few years,
mm-hmm.
that's been my primary focus. So integrating into the world of reality, and things aren't coming as they typically were before, feels really strange. Like, what could be preventing this? And I wanted to find out from you if you find that other people are experiencing.
First of all, what's your first name?
Angela.
Angela?
Yes.
Okay. It looks like, first of all, are you a psychologist?
Am I what?
What kind of work are you looking for?
Marketing.
You know, you have a strong psychological ability. Do you know that?
I am psychic ability, you mean?
Psychological. You could be a real helper of people. Anyway, what I'm seeing is that you're not quite done a lot of your healing and growing, and you might find that you change the nature of the work you're looking for. It's really interesting. It's like you're going to add a whole... And I've seen this with other people who go through healings as well. As you start adding, it's your direction changes slightly. I have to tell you this. Remember that in marketing, there's a lot of conscious business marketing going on these days. Did you know that?
Sure.
You might want to start looking for, you know, for jobs in an arena like that where people are working hard to be in the conscious business world. Because you've got this deep, you're very intuitive, you've got this really deep psychic nature and a very deep psychological ability. And I'm going, your marketing jobs are going to be tied in with something much deeper. I don't know what it is, but it's like you're going to have to turn your head a little bit differently to get the job you want, but it's there.
Well, it does seem that I'm on the verge of really understanding what it is I've come to do, and I step forward, and then there's the fog, and you know, there's still that lingering, and so being precise on what I'm looking for, I'm also open to teaching careers and things that allow me to connect with people, because I do have an interest in how the mind works and finding something that's, you know, right on will probably, you know, what that is could be a multitude of things.
Have you, are you online? Of course you are. You wouldn't be able to be talking to me, would you?
I'm actually driving. I was online earlier.
Okay, well, there's a website called Biz, Spirit.com.
See, I can't really tell what you're saying. I have a little bit of bad connection there, but can you say that one more time?
Okay. I'll just say this to everybody. Maybe you want to email me later, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle, because there's a website called BizBizSpirit.com, BizSpirit.com. Or, if you can hear this, check online, Google Conscious Business, something about consciousness in business, because I see that you're going to be working in a new field. Can you hear that?
Yeah, bigspirit.com and consciousness in business.
Yes, it's BizSpirit, B-I-Z, B-I-Z.
Bid.
Biz, B-I-Z.
Biz.
Yeah, like business.
Okay.
But the thing about you is you're going to start changing, like you're going to combine different things than you used to get your job. And because you're so good at it, you will be needed where you look.
I'll be needed where I live?
Where you look for work.
Oh, where I look, okay.
Your very different assortment of talents is going to be needed. So you're rising in your consciousness, and you're going to come up with a new kind of job for yourself. What do you think of that?
Well, I've had those ideas, and then new layers of stuff come up, and I go back into healing, and the clarity is you know, it seems to evaporate before my eyes.
Believe me, I've been through that. But you're coming to a time where you're going to get clearer for long enough to get a job. All right?
All right.
Are you okay financially for a little bit?
For a little bit, sure.
Yeah. And then give yourself the time to do the healing, because it's going to come to a different level, and you'll find it moves very fast. All of a sudden, boom, you're going to be working.
And when you think about the healing, what in particular do you feel that would be a benefit for me as my at this point? Any modalities that you can think of that I would need right now?
Do you do body work? Get body work?
Do I get body work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the best for you right now, because all that's happening is you're whirling and stirring stuff to move through, and the body work helps it keep clearing. Does that make sense?
Do you mean massage or craniosacral? Which one?
Yeah, or craniosacral is probably even better, but they're all really good, as long as the person's really good. And sometimes there's these different ones, the Twina or whatever it's called, and the Zero Point. All these different ones are excellent.
Oh, I wish I could hear what you were saying with those other ones. So at this point, does it seem like my body really needs cranial sacral? Because I just had a healing last week where someone moved a lot of energy. It felt really good.
Yeah, I think cranial sacral is great.
And will it bring more stuff back up?
Yep. Get into the bath. Get into the bath with apple cider vinegar.
Get into a bath after the appointment?
Yeah, with apple cider vinegar.
And so would you go to a craniosacral even if you're feeling no physical pain?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for maintenance and for transformation. This is about transcendence, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Anyway, so I better move on.
Thank you.
Okay, and you can check the archives to understand this.
Yes, I will. I will. Thank you so much, Veronica.
Many blessings. Keep going.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
You know, that's a really interesting call as well. I'm sorry she couldn't hear me very well. That's the hardest thing about this this kind of new technology. But in any case, the transcendence, it goes on through us, and she's being blessed having the money to be able to do it. But I'll tell you what, I'm 100 years old, not quite, but I say that. And I've been working on myself for a long, long, long time, and stuff still just comes up, lambastes you, slows you down. But it also redirects where you're going. Jump into the tub with apple cider vinegar and water, and that'll suck some of the karmic frequencies out of your body. Bring in the structures. Call in your guides and angels and ask for the clarity, the healing. Ask them to pull out the frequencies of whatever is the issue, the self-sabotage. Ask them to answer questions for you. There's so much change available for you. Now, we're almost at the end of the show here, and I've really enjoyed your calls. Next week on Radiance by Design, I don't know what we're going to be talking about, but I'll tell you what, it's April Fool's Day, and we're having comedian Vonda, and I think it's Mikulowski, who's going to be on, and she's at www.vanda.us. And if you go to the clip down on her website page, you'll see her doing some pretty funny spiritual comedy. She's coming in with three of her cohorts. They do transformational comedy on April Fool's Day. That's going to be fun. So Radiance by Design, we might have to get funny just to get warmed up for our paradigm shifter, Vonda. And also, at the top of the hour, we're going to be listening to a pre-recorded interview with Lynn McTaggart. And I'll be with you at the top of the hour when Lynn McTaggart's talking about intention. So let's intend that her pre-recorded interview across the Atlantic Ocean is loud enough for us all to hear. But it's absolutely a stupendous interview, and I know because I was there. And I'd love you to tune in to that. I'm going to be on at 8 o'clock with Jackie Salvitti on Thursday night. Oh, tonight I'm going to be on with Enlightened Medicine Dr. Valerie Olmsted at 7:55 on Channel 2 on BBS Radio. So you might want to tune into that. It's a call-in show, too. You can call in with your questions. And I think what we're talking about tonight is the ego and how we use it or how we don't use it or how we let it use us. And like that. So I will be talking to you in 5 minutes' time. at the top of the hour here on BBS Radio. Much love to you all, and thank you for your calls.